This is Georgia Archery Podcast, and I am here with Jazz Leach, and we want to talk about his season, so stay tuned. So how you doing, Jazz?
Doing good.
You've had a pretty good archery season this year.
Yeah, this year was it was good to me this year. I was shooting bow good. And
yeah, you've been shooting shooting at Bowtech. You had the Gen 1 to start with, I guess. And
yep, started off with the 38, and then recently switched over to the Gen 2 39.
Yep, and you got it just like you wanted, I guess.
Yep, holding good.
Pointing good. So you, locally, you've been shooting pretty good. Shot some other stuff besides just 3D to start with, to start the season, right?
Mostly been shooting 3D. Shot one little field shoot.
Okay. One little field shoot. But you've been shooting 3D, and you started on your ASA track. And so you warmed up and went to Foley. How was Foley?
Foley was good. Was shooting the 38 then, and I think I shot 14 up both days.
Felt like he was on the way to something, right?
Yep.
And just so everybody knows, you shoot the K-45.
K-45, yep. Class.
Okay. Yep. And this is actually your second year shooting.
Last year shot Gnome 40, but yep. I was only able to shoot two events.
Two events, okay. And then you shot some local stuff.
Correct.
And then this year's your full event season.
And you went
to Gnome 45. All right. And then Foley was good for you. You shot locally and was doing real well.
Yeah.
Then you went to the next one.
So Fort Benning.
Yep.
Fort Benning was tough. They had a good hardcore setup. Everything was long. And that first morning shoot at 7:30 in the morning.
When it's still dark out.
We set up on a black buck, and I was up first, and I was just happy to be on target.
Hit the target, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Scott Parrott is the guy who makes sure all those ranges are set. So if you have a problem, you know who to talk to. But, you know, Scott's – everybody said, you know, he's done a real good job of mixing it up with yeah. ranges this year. So
everything's been different. Go there, and nothing's been the same since.
It's not the same thing that you always thought you'd see or, you know, like, well, this is what they did last time. No, it was totally different
every time.
Yeah. So that's a shout-out to Scott for doing that. And so where'd you finish for that day or that weekend?
For that weekend, I think I was a top 10 for that weekend.
And then we shot locally. I guess you shot a qualifier somewhere.
Yeah, I shot a couple qualifiers. I shot one up in Sweetwater.
Okay.
And then shot one down in Appling.
Appling, yeah. And then we were on to the next one. You went to Louisiana?
Went to Louisiana.
That was Minden. What do you think about Minden?
I like Minden.
You like Minden?
Shot well down there.
Yep.
Got my first podium and actually ended up coming out on top.
That's right. On top.
Yep.
No wonder you like Minden so much. Mm-hmm. You know, here you are, second year. In ASA, learned how the routes work, went through, and then, you know, second year, now you're podium. And you're like, oh, well, you know, now we got something to go for, right?
That's right. Minden, that's when I got that Gen 2.
Yep.
First weekend shooting that. And shot a 22 up. And everything was shooting right, and the course was set up good. Had a good variety of yardages. There was no long distance. I mean, it was changing your sight every time you went out to shoot.
Yeah, that's a good thing, you know.
Yep.
You ain't, if you don't reach up there and touch your sight, you sort of get I don't know, just adamant about, oh, yep, there it is. And for judges, that means the courses are set up good.
Yep.
Because they have to, you know, play it back and forth, back and forth. But so, when didn't you come out on the top?
Came on top.
And now you're like, I'm ready to roll.
Yep. Yeah, came out on top at Minden with a total of 46 up.
Yep.
For the weekend.
Because he was 22 on the first day.
And 24.
Four on the second day. So that was awesome. Then on to shooting locals, still keeping up.
Yep.
Because you work a odd work schedule.
Correct.
So you work a 3-2-2-3s or something like that. So you have every other weekends or, you
yep.
know.
As long as I'm not doing any covering, yep.
Yep. So that makes you – that cuts into your practice time.
Cuts in a lot of practice time. don't get a lot of practice.
And you got a brand new baby.
Brand new baby. He's 6.5, 7 months old now.
Yep.
So
all of that all at the same time. Yeah, that's a you know awesome, and that don't take up any of your time or anything. Yeah. So
it takes up a lot of time.
But so we was on to the next one after that.
Yep, went to Kentucky.
Yep.
First morning, everything was shooting good. Shot a 20 up.
Okay.
That Friday afternoon shoot. And then that old power line everybody talks about got me.
That power line ain't no joke, boy. You ain't got to worry about it next year.
Yeah.
It ain't even on the circuit.
Ain't even on the circuit.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a fat guy. Everybody knows that. And I've walked that power line a bunch of times, and it was always my least favorite shoot. Not the shoot part, but the getting there back and forth. I'm tired by the time I've already started. So that was just, and it was just, and then if you don't have a third axis set, you're in bad way, because now they say, because I didn't go this time, but they've set all the targets onto one side.
Yeah.
But we used to shoot it 10 on uphill and 10 on downhill.
Okay.
And so if you had, you know, we would make a turn and walk across the power line.
Yeah.
So if you were shooting the downhill side, and your third axis was off, by the time you got it sighted in and hitting, you turn the corner, and now you're aiming uphill.
Yep.
And you're the exact opposite the other way. So at least on the one side, if you're only either doing uphill or downhill. Don't get me wrong, you have to do both. Yep. But it's one or the other for that day. So that's a little, that was just a change that they did, and I wasn't privy to get to go after they did that change. So it got you. Where'd you end up? Top 15?
I think I was still top 10 on that one.
I was gonna say,
because everybody kind of struggled on
the power line, ate them alive.
Yep. They had one guy that I do remember, he shot two good rounds and still finished 40 something up.
Yeah.
And then everybody else was 30 something. So
I got you.
I finished with a 23 up, so I only had a 3 up the second.
3 up the second day. Second day. You're like, oh my goodness.
Yep.
But yeah, it was still top 10, and then you go around and it's getting hotter, temperatures rising.
Getting hot.
Yep. And then we end up in, I guess Superman. It would be the next.
Superman. I didn't make it to Superman.
Yep.
Had to work that weekend.
You had some work because you just so happened to have a new baby, and it gave you some time off.
Yep.
And you took advantage of it, not just by being with wife and child, but also being able to go shoot a little bit and some more practicing. But then, back to reality, right?
Back to reality.
Got to buy diapers, so we got to go back to work.
Yep.
So you didn't make that shoot. So then we go around to, the Coleman, right? This past,
Yep, this past weekend, we was Coleman.
Before that, we shot the state championship. And, just so happens that, as a being here at ACE, we happen to be lucky enough to host that tournament.
Yep.
Funny part is that most of the people who shot the tournament had never seen the tournament set up. In other words, nobody had ever shot an arrow at none of the targets. We'd all set them. There's a whole bunch of new lanes and so forth. So the setup, we had over 200 archers come in and shoot.
Yep.
And your dad's been shooting with you.
Dad's been shooting with me.
Yep, and he's been
starting to get him into shooting some tournaments.
Moving on up, right?
Yep.
So, and it's funny because he's been playing in that middle section, you know, not at the bottom of the list. He's keep moving his way up, and then at the state shoot, he freaking did it.
Yep,
he won it.
He got a top place down the state shoot.
So he got to come home with a belt buckle.
Got to come home with a belt buckle.
And you came home with two belt buckles.
Got two.
So you had done enough shooter of the year points, which your class is pretty big, so it was gonna have it. And then you also came with the win.
I came home with the win.
And what did you shoot that weekend?
So we shoot 30 targets. So first day we shoot 15, and I shot 22 up.
Yep.
First day
was the highest score on the floor recorded that day.
And then
because I mean we had some pros come in and shoot it for fun, but that's not a recorded score. So.
Yeah. And then the second day we came back because I think the first day we had a little rainstorm coming in. We had
to, so it's like,
wasn't sure we was going to finish. So second day we came in and shot 14 up. So
yep. And that was, you shot the back course on the second day? Or the first course, the black or the blue?
I shot the black the first day.
Yeah, the one, the turn around in the black. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you shot there was a couple of little longer ones and a little, some tricky shots in that second day.
Yeah. The second day I remember correctly because I shot very well the first day. And I started on a black target at 28 yards. I remember it correctly. You know, mm-hmm. should be a little chip shot for me. And pull back and can't even see the target.
Where'd it go?
Luckily, I hit an 8.
Yep.
So that was a good start.
Kept you in the mix, right?
Yep.
Just like you said, you know, the Foley. You know, like you said, you get down there 7:30 in the morning and black target leading off is like, I just hope I hit the target.
Yep.
You know. So same thing, and then you do that. We go over now. That's, you know, because all of those are in July. If people don't know, ASA has their state championships in July, because that's the one month that we do not have an ASA tournament.
Yep.
And they do that on purpose so that we can have all the states can host their state shoots. So then everybody's preparing for the last one. It's the classic. It's the big one. It's the ending, the finish, the Super Bowl. The people who are there are the ones that, I mean, yes, you can go to it, but the only way to get there is to have shot two national tournaments and to be able to go, or shot your state championship and be able to go.
Yeah, that's correct.
So it's not like it's just anybody pay your money in and go. So it's more prestigious, right?
Yep.
So first day?
First day did good. So leading up to that, I was sitting. Currently, was sitting in seventh this year.
Yep.
So one of my goals for this year was wanting to be top three for the shooter of the year for ASA. So I knew I had a lot of makeup ground to make up. So I knew this week was precious. So any time I had off, I was spending couple hours a day shooting, shooting foam in the backyard.
Anything you could do, right?
Yep, make sure everything was fine-tuned. So, first day we come up, and we get there expecting to shoot Friday, and then they have a huge rainstorm that come through. I'm talking about a
monsoon.
Big one. Yep, flooded out the venue.
No parking on the property.
Correct. Yep. And had a big old lightning bolt hit one of them.
Right behind the trailer of the UltraView.
Yep.
And, I mean, it looked like carnage. All the tents were squished. And
yep.
Pictures that I saw, it's like, oh, Lord, this is not going to be.
Yeah, so that was Friday, so we were getting all hyped up and everything, shoot Friday. And we seen a little break in the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we found one of the little local WMAs that had a little archery range out there and spent that afternoon out there practicing on some bag targets.
Since they had decided to cancel everything on Friday.
Canceled everything on Friday.
Except the pros.
Correct.
They didn't come in till 2 o'clock that afternoon, right?
Yeah. I think they could get there at 1, but their round didn't start till 3.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. I mean, that's – usually they start at 1, yep. Right, on Friday. And it was a mell of a hess is all I can say.
Yep.
But so practiced, warmed up, felt good, bags.
Felt good, got sighted in, and started off Saturday. Both my rounds were supposed to be on Saturday, knowing it was also going to be 90 plus degree day, hot day. So I knew I had to keep hydrated. Mm-hmm. So first morning, got out there, started off on a 42 and a half yard Aldad in between some trees, had a little bit of gap.
I heard that from that there were a lot of only 8-ring seam targets. Because that's the rule. The rule says you got to see all the scoring rings. But I heard that was a lot of just 8-rings.
There was a lot of them that you were shooting in between tees and it was tight.
Someone said they didn't need to put the heads on because nobody could see them anyway.
Yep. So the first one, draw back. Yeah, man, I was shaky. I was like, this ain't good. I said, we need just a 10. So aiming at the upper, and I hit my half shaft, 8-10 line towards the lower. I was like, yeah, that's not good.
This is starting off not good.
But we stayed at 10, went to the next target, and probably just a medium close one. It was a 35-37 leopard. And end up 12 on that one. So
okay. Then got the bug off. It's like, okay. And you worked that round. So that was your second one. You 12. How many 12s did you end up on that day? Because you ended up 22 up.
22 up. So I had 12 because I had 1-8.
Okay.
Shot 8 on a javelina. Mm-hmm. Been having trouble with that target all week.
Did you buy that?
I have that target. Yep. And I've been practicing it on all week. And so when I try to shoot lowers on that target, I've been missing low every time.
Yep.
Of course, I get up there, and there's a lower, it's bright and just pretty. But added a couple extra clicks and still shot an 8 on that target.
It happens, I promise you. But overall, you finished the first round at 22 up.
First round, 22 up, 12.
And then you found out, well, we're not going to shoot, right? You didn't shoot your second round on
Saturday. No, we shot the second round. At 3:30.
So you went and got you some more water and some food.
Got some water. And
rested up a little bit.
Sat in the shade.
Yep, as much as possible.
And since they closed the parking, couldn't go. We rode buses in there into the facility. So
I got you.
Had to find somewhere with a little bit of air condition.
And so you sat around, waited for your time, got back out, warmed up.
Yep. I went and started off on the bags. I started practicing, and for some reason I was hitting way to the right. I'm like, that's not good.
No.
I said, so I added about 5 clicks on the bags, but everybody says, don't side in on the bags. So I decided I'd go and walk over to the practice 3D range to see what it looked like, and took all them 5 clicks back
right back out. Yep. That's right. But at least you knew it was 5 clicks instead of just rolling it and going, oh, crap, now I got to fight it back. So you had learned that that's one of the important things. So you get up there, first target?
First target, don't remember exactly which one it was, but started off with a 12.
12 on the first target. So
I think I hit the first 6.
6 in a row.
Yep.
So you felt like, I'm going pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you wasn't frustrated at the 7th that you missed it.
No.
Yeah,
I don't remember which target exactly, but I remember it was a tough one, and I said 10 to be fine.
10 to be fine. You're learning to play the game,
yep.
Right? And then you finish out.
Yeah, so I was 16 up through 10 targets.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, we can chill off just a little bit. But so finished that day another 22 up, 1-8.
22 up with another 8. And
yep. The only second lower that I shot at again, shot an 8 on another lower.
You and
lower.
Them lowers don't get along very well. I understand. That's the weird thing. It's like when we first started shooting, we didn't have uppers. So my brain just runs to the lower.
Yep.
I had to work hard to even try to shoot at some uppers, just teach myself to do it. And it's not easy.
Yeah.
Because I was so used to the lower. You know, I just know where it's at, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't play as hard as I used to, and you know, if I was going to play this game, you got to play the upper game. You know, there's no doubt about it. You got to learn to shoot uppers. So, but overall, 22.
Finished that day 22. So
that's 44.
The first day we got to see the scores, and I was sitting tied for second.
Tied for second.
The leader was sitting at 24 up.
Yep. And you were like, well, I don't know what he did.
Well, I actually got to talk to them, so they came up to me and talked to me on the range, trying to figure out.
Because they're trying to figure out the same thing, right? Yep. Y'all all in that top group.
So we had two people at 22, and that guy came and talked to me and asked me what he shot, and he also shot 22 up.
Okay.
That second day, but he didn't have any eights.
He didn't have any eights.
So I got him by one bonus ring.
One bonus ring.
Yep.
Which puts you at first place.
First place.
One bonus ring ahead.
One bonus ring ahead.
And moves you shooter to year points from seventh.
Seventh place all the way up to third.
Third.
Yep.
That's freaking awesome. You know, you had, that was your second year. You shot two ASA national tournaments the first year. All of the whole round the next year.
Yep.
So what's your game plan for next year?
Still not sure what I'm going to do, move up to.
And you know your work won't let you.
Yeah, so won't have as much time off next year. So.
I got you. So you may not be able to get to all of them.
May not be able to get to all of them next year. My plans is to shoot the Lancaster Classic, so that's what's on my mind.
All
right,
so
right now.
That's your indoors. Indoor, you're going to do Lancaster.
Yep.
All right, and then get to work on 3D.
Yep, as soon as I get done with that, then I'll be switching back over to 3D setup.
I got you. And then you'll just go to the ones you can and what class you think you're going to shoot.
I'm on the...
Still on the fence,
still on
aren't
the
you?
Fence. Not 100% yet. Yep.
But more than likely, it'll be a 50-yard class.
It'll have to be a 50-yard class.
Well, I mean,
unless I want to go to the judging game, which
did they? So essentially, did you win enough to knock you out?
I did.
In the long run of things.
Once I won Minden,
you knew you was out.
I was new. Because
you had enough
up.
Money. Yep. Well, that's awesome. I tell you, for a second-year shooter, young man, very polite, and everybody always says you're real quiet spoken.
I've been given the nickname of Silent Assassin.
Silent Assassin. That's what I was told. So, I appreciate you talking to me today. Like I said, I wanted to interview you to say, hey, you know, it's second year shooting, one out of the class, enjoyed it, had a good time. You're a real good shot, real good guy, and, wanted so that other people could see that it can happen. You know, it's not, you put in the time. Put in the effort, work on it, and it can happen.
Yeah.
So, set your goals and then work towards them.
That's so. Right.
Well, I appreciate your time today, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And I'll see you on the range.
Yep.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.